Senate Ag Chairman John Boozman, Republican from Arkansas, has unveiled Farm Bill 2.0, the Agricultural Act of 2026, a package that would finally let gas stations sell 15% ethanol blends, known as E15, year-round instead of the usual 10%, a big win for corn demand. The bill also pushes back SNAP cost-sharing deadlines for states by a year, to 529. Those states with error rates of 10% or higher would owe 20% of costs instead of 15%, and the national SNAP error rate hit nearly 11% last year. All of this comes as farm bankruptcies climb, with corn growers facing a fourth straight year of net income losses estimated at almost $150 an acre, prompting the National Corn Growers Association to press Majority Leader John Thune for action. Lawmakers are also working to pass up to $12 billion more in farmer aid on top of $12 billion already flowing this year, with the committee set to mark up the bill Thursday, August 6, so the coming week could shape your bottom line. The Senate Agriculture Committee released revised farm bill text that would delay state cost-sharing requirements under the nation's biggest nutrition program, as well as allow year-round access to higher ethanol fuel blends at U.S. gasoline pumps. The updated Farm Bill 2.0, the Agricultural Act of 2026, calls to extend the timeline for states to restore the integrity of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits through improved administration that reduces payment error rates, the committee said in a statement on Friday evening. It also would pave the way for full-year, voluntary sales of 15% ethanol gasoline blends, known as E15, up from the standard 10% now, and establish a new system for dealing with biofuel blending rules in small oil refineries. Opposition from independent petroleum oil refiners to RFS changes almost derailed a House-passed E15 bill in May. SNAP is another big issue to watch ahead of Ag Committee debate next week on the new farm bill. While Democrats were able to secure a win for a one-year cost-share delay, the legislation would increase the cost-share percentage for certain states. Under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act enacted last year, and opposed by Democrats, states with a payment error rate of 6% or higher are required to pay anywhere from 5% to 15% of their SNAP benefit costs starting in FY28. The revised farm bill would push the effective cost-sharing date by 1 year to FY29. As part of an agreement made ahead of passage of the ABA, states with higher error rates, like Alaska, don't have to pay the cost share until FY30. The draft farm bill would push that date back to FY31, but it comes with a trade-off. States with an error rate of 10% or higher would have to pay 20% of the cost of SNAP as opposed to 15%, according to a section-by-section breakdown of the farm bill draft. The national error rate for SNAP in FY25 was nearly 11%, according to the USDA. Senate Ag Chairman John Boozman, Republican from Arkansas, said the overall revised farm bill is aimed at bolstering the ag sector and rural America. Farm bankruptcies have been rising amid soaring production costs and slumping crop prices. Producers over the last year have been hurt in part by tariff wars that President Donald Trump said were needed to ultimately put American farmers in a stronger global position. The current financial strain on growers of soybeans, corn, wheat, rice and other crops has intensified calls for the U.S. to support new domestic markets for U.S. farm products, as well as open the door to expand existing ones, like corn-based ethanol. Farm Bill 2.0 is built for the people who feed America. Farm families are facing extremely challenging circumstances, with some deciding it's not worth continuing their operations, Boozman said in a statement. This bill strengthens the future of agriculture, supports rural communities and provides farmers, ranchers and producers with indispensable resources and tools, all of which serve to ensure America's food security for generations to come. Members on both sides of the aisle will find their priorities reflected in this bill. The committee plans to hold a markup on the farm bill Thursday, August 6 at 9:30 a.m. Washington time. The Senate farm bill push is happening as congressional ag leaders also are trying to pass as much as $12 billion in additional farmer aid to help crop growers and other parts of the agricultural sector. The assistance, which would be on top of about $12 billion from the Trump administration this year, is currently part of a reconciliation budget measure passed by the House last week. The National Corn Growers Association on Friday sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader John Thune, Republican from South Dakota, urging him to prioritize the legislation as corn farmers are expected to see a fourth straight year of net income losses, with an estimated loss of almost $150 an acre. Republicans, including Boozman, have said the SNAP cost share requirement enacted in the ABA is needed to incentivize some states to fix payment error rates due to flaws in the system. Democrats have pushed back, arguing that the financial penalties are too stringent and that states need more time to tackle the issue. Boozman on Friday said the SNAP change responds to concerns that states need additional time to strengthen administration of SNAP benefits and reduce payment error rates with a common-sense solution. However, the proposal falls short of the 2 years sought by Democrats, including Sen. Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, the committee's top Democrat, and many state governors and local officials. In January, eight organizations, including the National Governors Association, National Conference of State Legislatures, and U.S. Conference of Mayors, among others, sent a letter to congressional leadership urging the cost share be delayed until 2030. This delay would support successful implementation of new federal policy changes, provide states and counties adequate time to reduce payment error rates, and preserve investments in staffing, training, and systems essential to program integrity, the letter said. The letter also advocated for the increase in states' administrative cost share be delayed until 2030. Trump's signature legislation boosted the administrative cost share for states to 75%, up from 50% starting in FY27. The revised bill doesn't appear to delay the administrative cost share.